American Jewish Lobby's Chickens Come Home to Roost by Shaka Boonham. During the presidential election campaign of 2016, Donald Trump often rhetorically asked African Americans, "What do you have to lose in casting a vote for him?" However, black Americans understood they had everything to lose by voting for a presidential candidate whom espouses white supremacy, who's supported by white nationalist groups and their leaders, and who consistently committed anti-black dog whistling to his sizable white nationalist base. African Americans fully understood that by voting for and placing an openly white nationalist like Donald Trump and company into the White House would empower, embolden, and normalize the deep-seated white nationalist element within America, and would undoubtedly return to haunt black people in the most violent way. One would think the American Jewish lobby groups would likewise understand the consequences of voting for a white nationalist to be president of the United States of America. Unfortunately, the American Jewish lobby groups like AIPAC and the ADL found it to be in their interest to support and vote for Trump as president and help give white nationalists control over the White House. Since the election of Donald Trump as president of the United States, white nationalists in America have become emboldened to unleash a steady wave of hundreds of bomb threats, vandalism, and swastika attacks against Jewish American institutions across the United States. More than 100 bomb threats were made at 80 Jewish community centers, Jewish schools, and Jewish cemeteries in Indiana, Wisconsin, New York, Pennsylvania, Florida, and other states. Since Trump has become president, the genie of anti-Jewish hatred has been released from out of the bottle, and homegrown white nationalist hate and Nazism is becoming normalized in America once more. Now that there is an anti-Jewish wave of threats and vandalism against Jewish institutions across the nation that may turn into a wave of violent attacks against Jewish American people, the American Jewish lobby leaders want President Trump to condemn the hateful anti-Jewish threats made by white nationalists. Of course, this seems most absurd, given that the American Jewish lobby groups voting for a white nationalist president in Trump was actually a vote to empower the white nationalist element in America to become an emerging social and political threat to Jewish Americans. When this American Nazism element becomes strong enough to cause substantial damage to Jewish Americans, the American Jewish lobby will rule the day it partnered with white nationalist politics in America. If history has taught us anything, it has taught us much about what happens when hate becomes the order of the day. The enemy lose all semblance of civil law. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Boonham. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.